Welcome back to another captivating episode of Bharat Ke Wow, the podcast that unravels the hidden gems of India's cultural and spiritual heritage. Today, we are taking you on a journey to a sacred temple nestled on the southern bank of Vegavati River in Kanchipuram. In this divine abode, we find Sri Vedavaneshwarar, the Lord whom all the four Vedas themselves came to worship. It's a tale that speaks to the profound reverence for knowledge and spirituality in the heart of Bharat. As you approach the temple, you will be greeted by an impressive three-tiered gopura at the entrance. This east-facing temple consists of the Garbhagriha, Antarala, and the Ardhamantapa, each holding its own significance in the temple's architectural splendor. The heart of this temple is the Garbhagriha holding the Shivalinga known as Vedavaneshwarar. Legend has it that the entire Vedas descended on earth and made their way to Kanchipuram, where they collectively established this sacred Shivalinga. It's a testament to the divine union of knowledge and devotion. As you explore the temple, you will encounter various shrines and stucco images that tell their own stories. At the top of the Ardhamantapa, you will find a depiction of Shiva and Parvati in the form of Vrishabharudha, showcasing the divine dance of Lord and his consort. The temple's prakara, or the circumambulatory passage, is adorned with smaller shrines dedicated to deities like Vinayaka, Sri Valli Devasena Subramanya, and the revered Nalvar, which includes Appar, Tirignana Sambandar, Sundarar, and Manikyavachakar. Chandikeshwara, the Navagrahas, and the Nagadevatas also find their sacred spaces under the protective canopy of a majestic peepal tree, where devotees seek blessings and protection. The Vimana, the towering structure above the Garbhagriha, holds its own surprises. Instead of the usual Dakshinamurti, you'll find a stucco image of Lord Nataraja captivating all with his cosmic dance. And in place of Lord Vishnu, there is a depiction of Lord Krishna as Kalinga Nartana Krishna, showcasing his divine play. The 18th century sage Shivajnana Swamigal beautifully recounts the Sthala Purana of this temple in his Kanchi Purana, highlighting the rich myths and the legends, the history that continue to shape the spiritual legacy of this sacred place. And so, we conclude our journey to Sri Vedavaneshwarar, where the divine and the intellectual converge. It's a place where the Vedas themselves bowed in reverence, a testament to the timeless wisdom that flows through the spiritual veins of India. Thank you for joining us on Bharat Ke Wow. Until next time, keep exploring the wonders of Bharat, India's true essence.